I was talking to Eric Weiner and Cliff Huddis, and they're interested in doing a study of delayed fulvestrant, particularly in people who've had AIs in the adjuvant setting. Mm-hmm. That same kind of model as delayed AIs, the way they did it with letrozole. Yeah. What are your thoughts about that kind of strategy?
I think that that's a very reasonable strategy. I think it's almost the reverse of what we've seen, which was using tamoxifen and anti-estrogen, and then after 5 years coming in with an AI. What people are now doing is reversing that sequence, in a sense, and using 5 years of an AI, and this time coming in with an anti-estrogen. This time it's a different anti-estrogen, and I do support the concept of it being a pure anti-estrogen rather than tamoxifen. I think it's a great concept. I think one of the questions will be, what should be the control arm? Should it be nothing, as in MA17, placebo? Or should it be an AI continued beyond 5 years?
Or tamoxifen.
Or tamoxifen.